Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Stormont Parliament Buildings in the great city of Belfast, Northern Ireland. When the organisers contacted my office, they rang me to tell me that I'd been invited to speak at a TEDx event. The line wasn't great, and I couldn't quite understand why a company that delivers parcels around the world wanted me to speak at their event. But it is a pleasure to be here. And if William Crawley thinks that he can get any politician to stand on the one spot during the course of their remarks, he doesn't know us too well, so you'll probably see me moving around, maybe even moving up to Lord Craigavon, who's basking in orange light up there. The organisers have given us the one-word theme of imagine. The first thing you're going to have to imagine is that I haven't got a cold and that my voice is perfectly normal. The great Irish writer Bernard Shaw once said, if I can slightly emasculate his words, that imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire. You will what you imagine, and therefore you create what you will. In Northern Ireland, for many years, we have been faced with conflict and division. Some say almost 1,000 years there has been strife in this island. If it wasn't ancient feuds from battling tribes, to the more recent conflict over identity. It is a conflict that has taken in Northern Ireland terms 3,500 lives in recent years. It has left 35,000 people maimed and mutilated. Sometimes for a wider audience it's difficult to understand those figures, but Northern Ireland is only a community of now 1.8 million people. If I was to have the power to bring back the dead of Ulster and ask them to walk from one side of this hall to the other, and it was only to take them a matter of 10 seconds, you would find that it would be almost 10 hours before that long trail of the dead of Ulster would pass by. And if those had been injured were able to do the same, it would be something like 4 days before they would pass by. And you can see that in a small community like this, there have been few that have not been touched by the hand of violence and by the murders and atrocities that have taken place. But this generation imagined that it could be different. This generation was prepared to dedicate itself to attempting to make it different. I believe that we now have one of the most successful peace processes in the world today. Of course, there are difficulties. Of course, there are obstacles. Of course, it isn't easy or straightforward. Nobody ever thought that there would be a smooth, linear progression from conflict into peace. What is important is that over a period of time, you can see the length that we have moved, and you can see that we have overcome the difficulties and obstacles that we have found along the way. And there is an absolute determination on the part of the Deputy First Minister and I and our executive colleagues and the parties in the Assembly to ensure that this process does succeed. There is much work yet to be done, reconciling our community as a whole. And I have to say that there is one factor that we really must tackle if we are going to make a difference in Northern Ireland. And I know that there are people who don't like me using the term, but I will. We have to end educational apartheid in Northern Ireland. You cannot expect, if you sort out your children on the basis of their religion, sending them to one school or the other, that they will think anything other than division and difference as they grow up in life. It is in those early formative years that people start organizing their views of life, making their friendships for life. Treat our two sections of the community differently like that, and the certainty is that they will grow up thinking the other person is different and create a them and us society. And if we are really to tackle it, then we must tackle that issue of education and ensuring that our schools are fully shared. The executive has made a start. We have a ministerial group which is bringing forward proposals for shared education. We're looking at shared campuses. We're looking at classes where across the sectoral divide there will be the opportunity for children to be able to be educated at various elements of the curriculum together. But this needs to be a deep, fundamental and structural change in our society and the way we educate our people. And it shouldn't just be left to the politicians. It has to be something that is involving the whole community and particularly the educational sector. You know, as we move forward as a society and look at the issues of the process that we're involved in, I can't but think that we have a massive opportunity during this generation in Northern Ireland. We have so much hope to be fulfilled. We have a province which is beautiful as any that you'll see around the world. We have lakes and mountains. We have rivers. We have the most warm and friendly people that you will find anywhere. We have a place where young people in past generations had to leave in order to make their way in the world and in order to improve their status. But now they're returning. They're returning here to enjoy a standard of living that earlier generations could never have foreseen. We have an economy that was once devastated by strife and conflict, but which is now rebuilding. It's attracted some of the world's leading companies, New York Stock Exchange, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Liberty, CVS, Allstate, Allen & Overy, and many, many others. It's a place where multinationals come and they invest again and again. We in this generation can build a Northern Ireland where communities are not divided by walls but are brought together by a common ambition, where that desire is shared by Protestants and by Catholics, by those of no faith and by those of other faiths. A few years ago as a community, we started imagining what could be done. This generation imagined so that future generations would no longer have to. Our journey has only begun, but just imagine what we can achieve in the years ahead if we can learn together, earn together, live together, and play together. So what is the big idea that you can take from us in Northern Ireland? It's this: everything is possible. No matter how preposterous and unlikely it seemed at the beginning, with hard work, determination, and yes, that ugly word, compromise. Where there is the will, you will find the way. But first, you must imagine.